saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, is his home in a suburb of Los Angeles, California, Hal Lindsey. Now, Hal, if I was to ask you why you sincerely believe we're in the last generation, we're in the last days, what would your answer be?
Well, it's a combination of many things that have been fulfilled. Like the most important and key sign is that against all odds, the people of Israel have returned to their ancient homeland and become a nation again. That started the fast track for all prophecy to fit together. Then there's the rise of the United States of Europe, which I said would take place to become a revived Roman Empire. The rise of power in Asia with China, India, Pakistan, North Korea, all of them nuclear armed. The fact that there are a number of general signs that Jesus said would increase toward the time, in concert with each other, toward the time of his return. And he said that they would increase like birth pangs. They would grow in frequency and intensity. And I'm talking about the fact that he said there would be wars and rumors of wars. That's his way of saying hot wars and cold wars. That nation would rise against nation. Ethnic group would rise against ethnic group. He said that that earthquakes, great earthquakes, would increase. Certainly we've seen a great acceleration of activity in that. He said that there would be famines, and we now live in what is called the age of famines. There's always a major famine going on somewhere in the world at all times. He said there would be great plagues. I know that we thought that our old nemesis of diseases was finally broken when antibiotics come out. But now there are virulent strains of these that have developed immunity to even our most advanced antibiotics. And WHO, World Health Organization, says we are always on the brink of some worldwide plague. And now add to that biological warfare. Jesus said also that there would be a change in global weather patterns. And the book of Revelation talks about killer heat waves. You know, in Europe, just this last summer, they're now tabulating that more than 20,000 people died from the intense heat that hit Europe for the month of August. So these are a few of the things that Jesus said would increase in frequency and intensity in concert with each other toward the time when he would return.
Now tell me something about, because you deal with this in your video, a country that we know is a player in the end times, but we don't think in terms of that right now, China.
China is, I believe, the sleeping giant that has been awakened. Revelation chapter 16 speaks of a great movement from Asia that would come into the war that starts in the Middle East when a Russian-led Muslim invasion hits Israel. It says that the kings of the East shall come and cross the ancient boundary between East and West, the Euphrates River, and that they would come into battle with, and then you have to connect that with Revelation chapter 9, which talks about John says, I heard the number, 200 million soldiers that come from Asia into this battle. And it says that God has appointed them to kill a third of the population of the earth with fire, smoke, and brimstone. Well, I think that was a first century description of the use of thermonuclear weapons, smoke being fallout.
I have to ask you a question. On an earlier broadcast, you talked about the prophets, like that wrote, say take the Book of Revelation. They literally saw this happening. When you talk about this experience of Revelation 9, a third of the world's population being killed, I see you really getting choked up on this video. Are you almost seeing this?
Yes. I really, you know, when I was studying and praying on this, I got a vision of how many people this is. Let's say that this happens in the near future. We now have over 6 billion people on Earth. The Book of Revelation says that the first stage of war would kill a fourth of the population. So that would have been that 1.5 billion people would die in a short period of time. And then a third of that remaining would be another 1.5 billion. And so within a very short space of time, over 3 billion people will be killed.
You know, unfortunately, this generation is almost numbed when they hear large numbers and murders, because, I mean, I read a statistic recently when people watch television, they see so many murders, we're numb to things like this.
Yes, it's just absolutely awesome. And I believe that we have become numb to the enormity of suffering that is about us, but the world has never known anything like what is predicted coming very soon.
What advice would you give a young family listening to us right now, hearing what we've been talking about all this week, seeing that it's going to be in our lifetime? Where do you put your money? Do you put your money in the stock market in the United States? Do you, there's really no place you're going to be able to put your money if the dollar loses all of its value, which is where we're headed towards. What advice do you give a young Christian family that's just starting and they're hearing all of these things?
I know it's terrifying, but the good news is that if we learn to put our faith in the promises of God, we learn to crack the faith barrier and see God's promises as more real than what we see with our eyes and hear with our ears, then God will give us an inner peace and direction as to how to take care of our family and to give us peace and opportunity to bring hundreds to Christ even in the midst of this turmoil. But the good, really good news is the promise Jesus made himself, that when the worst of this breaks out, we won't be here. He's going to snatch out every living believer before all of this breaks out into its worst form.
On the other hand, I think that even not the worst, it's going to be a horrible time to be here without Jesus.
Oh, man. I mean, if someone is trying to make it without a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, it's just not going to happen. I mean, the most important investment anyone can do is come to the realization that God so loved us that he stepped out of eternity into time in the person of Jesus, the Messiah, and he took upon himself every sin that we ever will ever commit, and he bore his own judgment toward that sin in his own body. And he purchased a pardon for everyone when he did this. But we have to claim it. We have to receive it. So the most important issue before everyone today is to receive the gift of pardon that Jesus the Messiah purchased for him. And then he can know that no matter what happens, Christ will never leave us or forsake us, and he will guide us through and protect us, even in the worst of times.
And even for believers that are listening to us right now, there's never been a time in history like what we're about ready to face. And if there is known sin in your life, I urge you to repent, turn from the sin, turn to God for the power to get free from this sin, because, listen, sin blocks intimacy with God. And the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. Now, if you will repent of those known sins and get right with God, I tell you, you're going to hear his voice. And the Word of God says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I believe that you will be, you know, sitting with armies running around you with guns and the worst of times, and you'll be walking in perfect peace. I believe that there is coming such an outpouring of God's protective canopy over believers that are sold out, and that's the key, sold out. I use in the introduction, red hot for Jesus, because the Bible says, I'd rather you be hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth. And that's what it's, how? I understand, that's what it says in the Greek. Is that true?
That's correct. Absolutely. It says that we're lukewarm and it spews out of his mouth. And that is what I do not want to be. I want to be in fellowship with the Lord and really seeking to walk with him every day. And you're right, sin does break the fellowship.
Hal, we're out of time. Thank you for being my guest. Mishpucha, get his video, Evidence of the End Time. Call right now. It's urgent, you understand this. Shabbat broadcast. I want to bless you. The video is available for a donation of $30 or more. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grants you his supernatural shalom. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.